What happened in Lawrence? I mean, seriously, I can't explain. I mean, if you'd told me before the game that Kansas is going to outgain Oklahoma, Kansas is going to have more yards than OU. All right, Kansas is going to have five more first downs than Oklahoma. If you told me Kansas is going to go 9 for 13 on third down, that Kansas is going to control the clock, have the ball for like 11 more minutes than Oklahoma. You know, if you told me that Kansas is going to have a double-digit lead at halftime, are you kidding me? A Kansas team that hadn't scored a first-quarter touchdown since their second game of the season, and they'd been outscored 62-0 in the first half of their two previous games, and they're going to have a double-digit lead at halftime, that they're going to shut out OU in the first half, that Jason Bean is going to have a QBR of 86.5, that Kansas is going to have not only a 100-yard rusher, they're going to have a 100-yard receiver. Devin Neal rushes for 100 yards and two touchdowns. Kwame Lassiter, 7 for 101 on the receiving end. If you told me all of those things, Matt, I would probably tell you, well, Kansas probably won the game too, didn't they? No, they didn't win the game, but they did just about everything else. I mean, this is a Kansas team that had gone 1-14-1 against the spread in their last 16 games. A Kansas team that hadn't beaten an FBS opponent since 2019, Matt.
Which means, back on the spread, that means they're horrible. Vegas knows they're horrible, and they're still more horrible than Vegas even realizes.
I mean, seriously, how can you make this stuff up? I mean, this was incredible what we saw on Saturday. But a Kansas team that had trailed its last five games against FBS competition by an average of nearly 28 points a game after three quarters, according to Ryan Aber. I mean, this was some incredible, incredible stuff that we saw on Saturday. And yes, give the Sooners credit for coming back and dominating the second half and winning the game 35-23. But, Matt, that game leaves a lot of questions about the OU. I mean, we already had questions about the OU defense, but I mean, maybe it gives us answers. Maybe this game gives you all the answers that you need about Oklahoma. Because in the first half this year, Matt, OU has been outscored 85-57. All right? In the last six games. Last six games, they've outscored their opponents 147-76 after halftime, 35-13 against Kansas in the second half. But in the first half, OU's been outscored 85-57, including a 10-0 deficit to Kansas on Saturday. So a Kansas team that hadn't scored a first-quarter touchdown since the second game of the season. So that's just mind-boggling to me. Obviously, they weren't ready to play, who to blame? You blame all of them, coaches, players. I mean, whatever the coaches were doing, Lincoln Riley giving the team the day off on Monday, whatever, the players, I mean, just the tackling, Matt, we've talked about the missed tackles.
What tackling? Show me some tackling. I'll comment on it.
Yeah. This OU defense is allowing a conference high average of 273.4 yards per game. That's the worst pass defense in the conference is Oklahoma. And I tell you what, 2:30 Saturday in Norman, they're getting ready to go up against a Texas Tech team that can flat out throw the football. It's kind of scary to think about what Tech might do to them. But and then you mentioned the fact that those three teams that are on their heels in the conference, OU's going to have that three-game stretch of at Baylor, home against Iowa State, have to go to Stillwater for Bedlam. I don't know. if they were playing on Saturday in Stillwater, I wouldn't be picking Oklahoma. If they were playing this Saturday, coming up this Saturday in Stillwater, I don't know if they'll get things figured out before they finally have to go to Stillwater. But seriously, that was not a good football team that we watched. And yeah, they're still undefeated, but they're just lucky that they haven't been playing a good. If they had played a good football team on Saturday, we could probably name 30 of them in the country that could have beaten them on Saturday. Seriously. But they were playing Kansas, so they got away with a victory.
I mean, I really don't know what the big deal is. They went on the road and won by double digits. What are we even talking about?
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
No, hey, Craig.
Well, they needed a really late touchdown to win by double digits.
But Craig, anyway. I thought in the first half, that's as embarrassing of a performance as I can remember, considering who they're playing. And that's what I said with Jim and Al on Football Feedback after the game. It cannot be said enough. It was Kansas. I mean, I don't want to insult those players and coaches. Their coaches are getting paid, and the guys are getting scholarships just like everybody else. But this was an awful team. I mean, this was one of the worst teams. I think they were like 116th offense in the country or whatever. I mean, this was a terrible team they played the other day, and they couldn't get off blocks. They couldn't stop the option. They couldn't, you know. They couldn't. They didn't trust their.
The field.
They couldn't get off the field. They couldn't do anything. I mean, they couldn't cover receivers. They didn't trust their defensive backs to cover them tight enough to you know, they were giving big cushions to these guys. Everything about it. Offense figured it out in the first. Excuse me, in the second half, 5 possessions, 5 touchdowns. Although they needed an incredible run from Williams to score on their next to last drive, and then they needed. I don't even know how to describe the play where Williams took the ball from Brooks.
Desperation.
That's one word.
Because, you know, I mean, you get stuffed. That's another thing. They got stuffed on the play of the game.
At the moment of truth, they got stuffed. Yep.
At the moment of truth, they got stuffed so bad. I mean, they were stuffed like 2 yards deep in the backfield where they're not even sniffing a first down. And that's why Williams goes over and takes the ball from him.
And I agree with what Jim said after the game. We don't know this, but the tone of the game suggested to me that if Williams doesn't take the ball away from Brooks, good chance Kansas goes down and scores. Now, we don't know that, and we also don't know if they do go down and score, does OU answer? You know, we don't know how the game would have played out. I'm just saying that the way the tone of the game was, you didn't feel – I'll put it to you this way, Craig. If Williams doesn't take the ball away from Brooks, I have zero confidence that Oklahoma's defense could have come up with a stop. And that's another thing about this game the other day.
They're also very lucky for one thing, Matt, is that forward progress is not reviewable.
Yeah, right.
Because in the minds of a lot of people – the officials missed that call.
Right.
Because, I mean, he had been stopped and pushed back to if the whistle and they replayed it with the sound and the whistle had not blown.
Right.
But I don't know how it hadn't blown because the play was over and somehow they didn't rule that forward progress had been stopped. They didn't blow their whistle and you got away with it. But it was a heads up play by Caleb Williams, but, you know, and a lot of people saying they've never seen that. Well, we used to do it all the time in backyard football.
Right. Yeah.
It's, you know, a guy's about to go down here. Give me the ball, you know. And it happened. I tell you, there was so much time that I'm sure a lot of, you know, OU fans were looking at saying, hey, you know, lateral the ball or whatever. There was that much time,
mm-hmm.
seriously, because you knew that he was stopped. He wasn't getting the first down, and Williams was right there. And Williams had the presence of mind. But, I mean, it took that to beat Kansas?
Yeah, it took that, right. Well, and another thing I was going to say, and I said this to Jim and Al after the game, it tells me a lot about kind of the mentality or the lack of focus of this team. They get up 28-17, And at that point, at that moment, after Williams made that run, they're up 11 with 7:53 left. And you're thinking, okay, it looks like Oklahoma's avoided disaster. And what does that defense do? That defense we heard so much in the preseason with all these pass rushers and how Lawrence Taylor and Dick Butkus were, you know, back on this defense and all this sort of thing. They allow Kansas to go 5 plays, 75 yards in a minute 57. And so what I'm getting at, Craig, is that tells me something about the lack of maturity and the lack of focus on these Yahoos on this defense. I mean, seriously, if any team at all, if you've kind of survived a scare, and yeah, the defense, you know, for a good portion of the second half played a little bit better, although the other Kansas scoring drive was a 10-play, 75-yard drive in 6:27. That put Kansas up 17-7 with a minute and a half left to go in the third quarter. But I thought it said something to me about the lack of focus and the lack of intensity on Oklahoma's defense part when they finally get a little bit of breathing room and they totally let up. They totally, they allowed Kansas to go right down the field and score. Look, they won the game. They're 8-0. First time in 17 years they've been 8-0. That's fact. And yes, that's the bottom line, is that they're 8-0. But I would also say this. If they play over these last four games, as they played the other day, if they play that poorly, they'll be lucky to go 2-2. If they play that bad, we don't know they're going to play that bad. They may play better. But if they play like they played the other day, and you can give me any excuse you want, you know,
if they play that bad, they'll be lucky to win a game.
Yeah, but you may be right. You're probably more accurate than I am. So, yeah, I mean, look, bottom line, Kansas, they're 8-0, yeah. But man, that was brutal. Again, considering who you were playing.
Yeah, Kansas was 9-for-13 on third down. That in the first half, Kansas was 7-for-9 on third down. 7 out of 9. They converted their first five. They were 5-for-5 at one time on third down. But 5-for-5, 7-for-9, 9-for-13, you know, that's not good defense. And like you said, yeah, to let them march 75 yards in under 2 minutes or after they take the lead, I mean, after they take an 11-point lead, yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, a really good defense or a defense that has some pride about themselves, they step on the opponent's throat. Once they finally get up 28-17, they say, okay, enough of this crap. We're going to go out and we're going to end this thing now. And Kansas went right down the field like it was Montana in 88 with throwing to, you know, John Taylor and Jerry Rice. I mean, it was a terrible performance. There's no other way to say it. They should have dropped in the polls probably more than what they did. Again, it is factual to say they're 8-0, and that's all that matters. And they can win every game by 1 point, and they'll be hoisting some trophies at the end of the year. But that was, again, considering the opponent, that was as bad on both sides of the football as I can remember Oklahoma playing in a long, long time. Well, Craig, didn't they have like 1 yard in the first down? It was either 1 rushing yard or 1 yard, period. I think they had 78 total yards at half on Kansas.
Now, I mean, to their credit, I mean, they did outscore Kansas 21-6 in the fourth quarter. But Ryan Aber said it going into Saturday, Kansas, they had led just 2 out of their last 58 Big 12 games by double figures. And they led OU by double figures at halftime.
Wow. You said 2 of their last 58 conference games,
conference
they had
games
a double-digit lead.
That they had had a double-digit lead.
Wow.
You know. But so far this year, OU, they've been, you know, 3 times they've trailed at halftime of 3 out of 5 conference games, and again, and those opponents that they've trailed against have a combined 8-13 record.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.